Mix 94.7 KMCH. Guest of the day, number two, Electric Boogaloo. And Dave Wakefield sits to my right. How are you, good sir?
Electric Boogaloo.
Boogaloo!
I love it. I'm great. How you doing?
I am good, dude. I am jazzed. I am pumped. I am amped up. My first window walk tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Never done one. This is my first one.
Excellent. You're going to have a blast.
I will tell you, by the way, just a secret. The girlfriend has their magical night in Mount Vernon. I'm missing that to be the one here tomorrow.
Aw. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah. So call her and tell her that, all right? No, I'm kidding. Big night tomorrow night. You got a guest with you. Let's introduce him and let's just start talking about the whole thing.
Absolutely. So I brought with me today to talk about the window walk Daryl Rich. He's been on the committee for the window walk for how many years, Daryl?
About 6 years now.
Six years. So he's been a big part of this event, helping make it happen. So what we have going on, well, hopefully everyone's heard about it. You guys have been awesome about reminding people.
If not, they haven't been listening.
That's right. but it's the 35th annual Window Walk and Static Christmas Parade tomorrow night from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Downtown Manchester, the South Franklin, and then also the 1 and 200 block of East Main. And we've got a lot going on. We've got 14 floats this year. So that's, reminder, that's the static floats where the floats come and they park. They get all decked out in LED lights and whatnot, all their decorations, and then they park and people walk around the floats.
Yeah, so, you walk around them.
Yep.
Gas prices are high. They're not driving.
That's right.
They park.
Everyone can park their car somewhere downtown and then go walk around these awesome floats. Like I said, 14 or 15 of them.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, we've got a good selection this year. And then, of course, Santa will be around. Santa and
I've
Mrs.
been
Claus.
Told he's going to be at the bank, right?
He will be at F&M Bank.
Yeah.
During the same time frame there. And then just lots of other activities. A lot of community groups coming out, giving out, you know, hot chocolate and cookies and cookie decorating. Right at the center, a letter to Santa Claus is on the list. Puppet show. Franklin Street always does a puppet show.
They got the puppets there.
Go get two tigers tattoos, get temporary tattoos.
We should go get real tattoos tomorrow night after the thing.
I bet you Nicole would do that.
Let's do that.
Let's go. reminder.
And we'll record it and we'll play it back live on the air Friday. That'll be fantastic.
That'd be amazing. So yeah, popcorn from Castle Theaters.
Yeah.
What else we have?
Chili and hot chocolate too,
The Lions Club is doing chili. Gateway Appliance will have their usual Enchanted Forest down there and cookies. Grinch photo op, and yeah, there's just so much going on.
I have to tell you, yesterday I was driving into town, and the silhouette of the Yeti was in the window at Gateway. I thought somebody broke in. I'm like, there's a guy standing in the showroom. I freaked out for 20 seconds. Like, no, it's got it. And so I literally put on a long song and drove back just to make sure that it wasn't somebody standing it. Because I'm like, well, they probably want to know if somebody's in there. It's the inflatable Yeti. So all is well, but I legit thought somebody was in there, like, stealing a fridge.
Everyone's
going to
go drive by Gateway now.
There you go.
Now, the big thing, one of the biggest parts of this event is makes it so magical, besides everyone coming back from out of town, visiting, you know, free family event, is the horse and carriage that American National Insurance sponsors.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to turn it over to Daryl, let him kind of talk about the horse and carriage.
Yeah, Daryl, this is kind of your guys' thing here that you guys are proud to be a part of.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud to be part of this. This is our third year of doing the horse and carriage. And it's been great.
And it's kind of a big undertaking to be a part of that too, isn't it?
For sure it is. One of the reasons why we brought in the horse and carriage is I really love this window walk static parade event. This is an amazing way to bring in the community together. And any way that we can help promote it, we're all for it.
Mm-hmm. So you got the horse and carriage. Tell me a little bit more about what you guys are going to be a part of doing that then tomorrow night.
Sure. So about the carriage, we have horse and carriage. We have two drivers per carriage. And so, which I can't brag about them enough. The drivers are very friendly and make the ride very enjoyable. Matter of fact, people usually come back with a bigger smile than when they left.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the event, it starts at Community Savings Bank, where the line goes through the bank, and they can grab the warm snacks and plenty to do while you wait. Then you go for about a 5-minute ride, then comes back again and drops you off back at the bank.
All right, how long of a wait? Is it going to be like Disney World? Do I have to get there 4 hours early? Or?
no, it's been a that's a great question. It's been in the past there's been a wait. Mm-hmm. You know, usually about 40 or 50 people up to times that mm-hmm. have been there. So what we're doing this year is actually we're getting a second horse and carriage.
Nice. And, okay.
Yep. Yeah, to try to speed this up and so people don't have to wait as long.
Gotcha. And then the route, do you have like a designated, we're going to go here, we're going to go there? How's that work?
Yes, that's a great question. So we're, by many requests from last year, there's, you know, people were wanting to back on Main Street. But however, to do this, we have to provide a safe way of doing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're going to have areas that are taped off for the horse and carriage. And then we're going to have also, so there's going to be plenty of room for the vendors, people to walk, and for people to enter through the streets.
Okay.
But however, to do this, we still need 4 more volunteers.
Okay. So if you want people to volunteer, how do they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Yeah. And you can just call myself or you can call Dave at the chamber. But if anything after hours, you can just get a hold of me at 563-581-7748.
Or just call the office too, maybe? Or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can call Daryl Rich Insurance.
There you go. Now, yesterday we had Tim Vick. Last time you and I were here.
I heard this yesterday.
Okay. And we said, hey, Tim Vick's going to be there with a tall hat and he's going to be walking around, Merry Christmas. He confirmed off the air. And if you ask him about it, he's going to pretend not to know anything about it. But he has confirmed off the air. He will be holding a shovel. He feels his job as city manager is to make sure that the streets stay clean. So he will be there on site with a festive red and green shovel with a bow of holly on it just to be in the spirit and to make sure everything goes well. Again, you ask him, he's going to pretend not to know about it, but he did confirm it off the air.
I wish people could see my smile right now.
I'd love to see Vix awesome, right now.
Brilliant.
So, Daryl, anything else we need to know about the horse and the buggies, the beautiful carriages, plural, that will be here tomorrow night?
So, I guess just to kind of reiterate that is just make sure that, you know, we keep an eye on our little ones and just make sure that they're safe. I mean, we just don't want – it's going to be safe. We're going to, you know, have lots of people around. But we just don't want the little ones just running in front of the horse and carriage.
And yep. Thanks again to you guys. And again, American National for making that possible, doing that again. Because that's going to give it that real punch, that real old-time festival kick.
It makes it the magical part of the night.
So tomorrow, what time are they shutting down the streets tomorrow?
So we'll be closing the streets down at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So that we can get all the floats in place.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're downtown... please vacate by 5.
And avoid the area from Franklin Street to the four-way, and from the four-way just past our building here is essentially the two spots we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, gotcha.
Just a reminder, bring your spare change.
Yep.
We'll announce on Friday morning the winner of the float award. Based on,
I was worried that was Tim Vick for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
He walked over from the council chambers.
bring your change in dollars to vote for our best float or mm-hmm. your favorite float. And then the winner is basically whoever has the most money in the collection bins. That's that. We have some awesome sponsors. If you guys
please
second.
Do. Please do.
My favorite part of this, American National Insurance. You guys just heard from Daryl. He's going to be sponsoring the horse and carriage ride. So thank you, Daryl, for that. You guys here at KMCH mm-hmm. are a major part of this, helping us get the word out and doing some emceeing. And then some other community sponsors are Sedona Staffing Services, Black Hills Energy, American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon Agency, Community Savings Bank, Fair Graham, Care Initiatives Hospice, and Citizen State Bank. So they all have sponsored this event to help us with the funds to make this happen.
I am so, and I'm not just saying this for on-air purposes, I'm so excited for tomorrow night. To this be my first one to get one under my belt and then look forward for the next 32 of them,
Exactly.
Stuff like that. So,
and we've got a whole list on the Chamber's Facebook page, posted an image of everything that's happening. I'm sure I missed one or two things that someone didn't tell me about, but if anyone wants to know what's happening, go on there, go print that up. I have a bunch of copies at the chamber office, and we'll be handing them out tomorrow night as well.
One more thing. Today is a big day. Not only are we prepping for Window Walk 20 and 22, but later on this morning, 10 a.m., what's happening?
So, at the chamber office, we like to just keep moving. Mm-hmm, we go from one event to the next, and now we're kind of working on our annual awards banquet. So that's going to be in January 18th. But part of that is nominating some people for awards. So we have 3 awards that we will be handing out. Business of the Year. So if you guys remember, Thompson Shoes won that last year. Then we have the Delaware County Meritorious Service Award, which was given to Milk Kramer.
Yeah, Mayor Milt.
Mayor Milt. And then the Ernest Hayhout Chamber Person of the Year, so somebody who's helped the chamber a whole bunch over during the year 2022. So all those nomination forms will be live at 10 a.m. Facebook posts will be going out. People can go click on there and get your nominations going. A full month. You got 30 days to make nominations, but get them in there.
Get them in early.
Yeah. We want to hear from the community. What businesses, chamber member businesses, have supported Manchester, been creative in creating business and helping out the community.
Absolutely. So, looking forward to 10 o'clock today. Look for that on the chamber website and everything.
Chamber website and on our Facebook page. Yep. ManchesterIowa.org.
O-R-G.
And my number, you guys, if you have questions, 563-927-4141. Thanks, Daryl, for joining me.
Yeah, Daryl, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. And if I just want to say one more thing, if you're just kind of worried about the cold or the chill a little bit, Just remember, this is Iowa.
You know? It's wintertime.
That's right.
It's supposed to be cold.
This isn't Utah.
No. This ain't Paducah. I'm so looking forward to it, guys. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And Daryl, thanks for coming in and joining this this little program Dave and I to try to help put
it's been
together.
Fun.
And always good to see you, man. Seriously.
Always good to be here.
We'll go have the first drink after the festival tomorrow is on me.
Perfect.
You too, Daryl, if you want to join us.
Awesome.
So, all right.
I'll be there.
Details on our Facebook page, on the Chamber's page as well. Looking forward to Window Walk 20 and 22.
CascadeLivestock Auction will be having a special